pound of egg.
When did you carry water in?
Buckets. Call them buckets.
What were they made of?
Some of them were made of just tin buckets like you buy, used to buy a lot of in those days. And some of them was buckets that's made out of galvanized, I guess that's what you would call it, like a tub. Mm-hmm. You've seen the tin tub?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Did you ever have any wooden ones?
Yes, we had wooden buckets. They're called cedar buckets.
What would you milk into?
Oh, a bucket. Just a plain bucket.
What kind of things might you keep in your kitchen and throw scraps into for the pigs? What would you take all the food to the pigs out in?
Oh, we would call it a slop bucket.
And what would you pour this slop or whatever it is into?
Oh, a trough you had made out for the pigs.
If you had three or four of those, you would have three or four
troughs.
What do you fry eggs in?
Well, you mean, you mean what? Grease, or is that what you mean?
No, the pan.
Oh, you fry it in a frying pan. Mm-hmm.
What is it made of?
Aluminum.
You haven't always used aluminum?
No, you use just a little plain tin pan, tin skillet, tin frying pan. I can see them now. Yeah.
What would you call the container that you would plant a flower in?
Flower pot.
If you had a container that you would keep cut flowers in, what do you call that?
A vase.
If all your dishes are dirty, what do you say? I must what?
Wash my dishes.
To get the soapy water off, you have to
rinse them.
And to get all the water off, you have to
dry them.
What do you use to wash them with?
Soap. Detergent.
The rag.
Oh, dish rag.
And what do you use to dry them off with?
Cup towel.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use on your face?
Wash rag.
After you take a bath, what do you dry off
with? Bath towel.
At the sink, what do you turn the water on with?
Faucet.
It was so cold last night, Ruish, that our water pipes were
frozen.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
Wait, how did you used to buy flour?
By the barrel, or the half a barrel.
What did molasses come in? Did you ever buy that or make your own?
We made them. Uh-huh. Made molasses.
What did lard come in?
It came in buckets and we made ours from the hogs, the fat from the hogs.
Did you ever call anything a stand of lard or stand of molasses?
Molasses stand. You use a molasses stand on the table. You put it on the table to put molasses in when you eat. But a stand of lard, no, I haven't heard of that.
How did you make lard?
When you kill your hog, you get all that fat out. Then you cook it. All that down, real, let it cook it all, and that'll be cracklings. Mm-hmm. And then when it get cool, you pull it up. Don't let it get cold, get cool. You pull it up in whatever you're gonna keep it in. And that's how you make your lard.
Do you remember how to slaughter a hog?
No, I don't remember how they killed them hogs.